Then the Resh Lakish, Kol HaManiach Tefillin, Marvach Yomim, whoever does put on Tefillin, he'll have a long life. Shneema the Pasuk says, Hashem Aleihem Yichyu, U'lechol Behen Chayei, Ruchi, V'sachalimeni, V'yachiyeni. So Rashi says it means, Oysam, Shneisam, Aleihem, Shem Hashem, the Tefillin Yichyu, people that wear the Shem Hashem on them, with having Tefillin, they'll live long. So that's a school, Arichas Yomim, to have Tefillin, to wear Tefillin. Now the Mishnah says, HaSoles V'yashemen Ein Matvin Es Hayayin. When you have a Mincha, you're supposed to have Soles and Shemen, flour and oil, and when you bring them, like Rashi says, Shemincha's Nesochim, when you bring Nesochim, you have to bring a Mincha and Yayin also. So even though you don't have the Yayin, it's not Matvin to bring the Mincha. There's a makvinas yain shim hevi yain b'leisels hashemen minascha, or the opposite way. If you only have yain and you do not have the mincha, the sels and the shemen, you can still bring the yain. And v'loi ha yain makvin, and the wine is not makiv the mincha. That if you don't have yain, you can still bring the mincha, you can still bring the sels and the shemen. Now ha matonois shal ha mezbech ha chitzain ein ma'akvois zu azu. One does not stop for you from bringing the other one. Rashi says, "Kogoyin dalad matana shachatis." By korban chatis, you have to make four zrikas in the four corners. And the zdech hachitzayim is a mak v'zuazu shil lenos and alachas kiper. That by a chatis hachitzim we hold b'diyeved yotze the kapora with only one zrika. So even though you do not make all four zrikas, it's not makiv. As long as you made one zrika, but b'diyeved you have your kapora. Now the Gemara says, "Tana rabbanim." What are the brayos like this? The Pasuk says, "Umincha v'niskeyem." You should bring a mincha and the nesachim. Means the mincha with the yayin. Is hevi mincha v'yachakach, hevi nesachim. You could bring your mincha first if you want, and then you could bring your nesachim tomorrow if you want. Rashi says, "Acharei vorim miyad v'yachra nesachim a mincha." After nesachim, you can bring the mincha. Rabbi Yoimer. Zevach uniskeim means habo zevach v'yachakach habo nesachim. The first you have to bring a korban, and then you have to bring the nesachim. In other words, according to Rebbe, right after the korban, you bring the nesachim. Whereas according to the Tanakama, after the zevach, after the korban, first you have to bring the mincha, and then you bring the nesachim, then you bring the yayin. Samora says, for Rebbe Nami Yahuksid, the pasuk says, u'minchosna v'niskeim, which is Mashmah, first bring the Mincha after the Zevach, and then first bring the Nesachim, the Yayin. So how could Rabbi say, right after the Korban, bring the Yayin? Samar says, no, who me boyi? Yes, we need, le minchosam v'niskeyem balaylo, or minchosam v'niskeyem afil l'mocho. There comes teach us that the Mincha and the Nesachim does not have to come with the Korban itself. Even though you bring the Korban by daytime, you can bring the Mincha and the Nesachim at nighttime. If you want to, even tomorrow. Then, according to Rebbe, after the korban, first you bring the nesachim, the yayin, and then you bring the mincha. For the Gemara of Rabbanin, nam yaksiz zevach nesachim. I, according to Rabbanin, the pasuk says, after the korban, bring the nesachim. So how could Rabbanin say, no, after the korban, bring the mincha, then the nesachim? So Mar says, umi boyelei likediziri. They hold this pasuk we need for ziri's halacha. The Yom Aziri, the ziri says, Ein nesachim es kadishim ela b'shchitas hazevach. So when is the nesachim kadish? When does that kadush as a goof? Only after the shchitas hazevach. Meaning that the nesachim only has this kadush after the korban. Re'lech nami lemaisa. What do you bring first after the korban? Avada, first you have to bring the mincha and then you bring the nesachim. So you come to teach us that the korban, the shchitas hakorban, that gives the kadusha to the nesachim. So the more of a Rebbe, nam in Berlin like the Ziri, I according to Rebbe Yossi, you need this pasuk for Ziri's halacha. So maybe we do not know that the Nesachim comes after the Zevach, and Rabbanan nam in Berlin, l'mechosav neskeim b'layla, l'mechosav neskeim afilu l'mocha. Because Rabbanan shos need for this type of a drachah, this Yosha, l'mechosav neskeim. To say like Rebbe says, it means teach us even the bite and even tomorrow. So what is the machoikis Rebbe in the Tanakhama? These psukim could be dashed in both ways. So still we have to understand what is the machlokes, what is the tolium. So more explains like this. El rather haynu tamay the rabbanon. What the time of the rabbanon is? You see the pasuk says oyla umincha. It says oyla, and then a mincha. Means right after the korban, the next thing is you have to bring the mincha before you bring the nesachim. For Rabbi Fred Gemara Nam, Yekseh, but the Pesach says, Oilu Mincha. So how does Rabbi not to say to bring the Sochem first? It says a Mincha. Ela rather, Bevoyim im azevot kuliyam, Oloi pligi de Mincha, Vachkach Nesochem. Everybody agrees, if you bring the Korban, and the Mincha, and the Nesochem together, the Yayin together, everybody agrees, the Seder is first the Korban, then the Mincha, then the Nesochem. So the Pesach says, Oilu Mincha, it says first the Korban, Oilu, and then the Mincha. And the lady bring the Nesochem. Keep pleading with all machlekes, the boy in Bifnei Yatzman, when they come by themselves. When you bring the Mincha and the Nesochem by itself, not the same day, not with the Korban. Rabbon in Savri, mid the boy in Azevach, Mincha v'achach Nesochem, just like when they come all together. First comes the Mincha after the Korban, and then comes the Nesochem. So Bifnei Yatzman, the same way if you bring the Mincha and the Nesochem by itself, the same thing. Mincha, first comes the Korban Mincha, then you bring the Yayin. For Rabbi says no. Since you have to bring the Korban, which is an Achila, you bring a Mincha, which is also called an Achila. You finish everything with the Achila, the Korban and the Mincha. When you bring the Nesochem and the Mincha by itself, then Rabbi holds the Svari is Nesochem Adif, Nesochem is more important. Since by Yayin, Levim said the Shira by Nisach HaYayin, so that's the Cheshivas to it. Therefore, if you bring in a Mincha and the Yayin, Avada the Niske Yayin comes first, because of that Levim said the Shira, that has a Cheshivas to it, and then first you bring the Mincha. Now the Mishnah says, HaMatonah Shalom Mizbeach Achitzan Eimachmin Zuezu. But this week of Saddam, that you bring by a chattis on a chattis achitzain, even though you're supposed to make four separate srikas on the four corners, with one of them you make the mitzvah. Yehavi kaparo. Tana rabbonin. Minayin hadawa no lechol anitonim alun zdech achitzain, shenostim bematona achas shekiper, hadawa no this halochom, that any srika that's supposed to go on the zdech achitzain, even though sometimes the mitzvah is to do four, sometimes the shtayim shem arbo, how do we know that b'dievet, if you only make one out of the four, Yehavi kaparo, Shem the pasuk says, "V'dam zevachecha yishofech, amizbayach Hashem lekecha." V'dam zevachecha lochan loshin yochid. Mash as long as you have one dam, yishofech amizbayach Hashem yoyotza. So, but the evidence with one zrika, you have your kaparo. Now the Mishnah says, "Haporim v'yoelim v'hakfosim." So now the Gerson of Assyrium, the poem, the bulls you have to bring, the Elim and Isle of the rams, Bakfosim, the lambs. Eino makvin zezeh. One is not mak of the other, meaning if you only have one, you could bring it even though you can't bring the rest of them. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly which type of korbanos we're talking about. These are the korbanos that are brought that you have to bring on Chag HaShavuos. On Chag HaShavuos there are two sugim of korbanos, two korbanos oilo that you have to bring on Chag HaShavuos. One are the oilos that are boys im shtei halechem, was excluding the shnei kvosim, which are really shal mitzibur. Besides the shnei kvosim that are brought with the shtei halechem, with the shlomim, there are also oilos that are brought with the shtei halechem. Like it says in the parashin vayikra, v'ikravtom al halechem shivas kvosim. It says that on the shtei halechem you also have to bring seven kvosim, seven layers, but these are korban oilos. Or par ben boka echad, the pasuk says, v'yelim shnayim yu oilel Hashem. This is the parashin vayikra, that these are the different type of korban oilos that have to be brought on shvuas l'kover the shtei lechem. And then there's also the parasha of musafim that we see in the Gemara that says in the parashas Pinchas in Bamidbar that there says also the graftum oilo parim b'nei boka shnayim. There for the musaf you have to bring two parim ayel echad and shiva kvasim. So the Chiddush and Mishnah is that the korban oilus that you have to bring, which says in Vayikra, l'shem d'shtei lechem, are not makiv the korban oilus that you have to bring us musaf, which are said in Parshas Pinchas, that even you have one without the other, still you yotza. And who are din the oilus that are brought by the korban musaf also, they're not makvin elu as elu. If you don't have enough, you could bring as much as you have, like you're supposed to bring shnei parim, or yayil, or shiva kronosim. If you only have one par, one ayil, still you bring it. Kids, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, again, that the Purim, V'elim, V'yakvosim, all these korban oilus that are supposed to be brought on Shavuos, are ein matvin zeh. One is not a ma'ak and the other, even though you can't bring all of them, as much as you could bring, you should bring. Now Rabbi Shimon says, im hoyulhem porim rubim. Let's say like the Bezdin had enough money to buy a lot of kabonis, that they have enough. But lohoyulhem nesachim did not have enough money to buy the nesachim that you need for each carbon. Like each carbon has to have a mincha, and the yayin brought with it, that's the nesachim of a korban oilah, is to have the mincha with the yayin. So let's say they do not have enough money to buy the nesachim for the Purim. So Rabbi Shimon holds, Yoviyu parechad nesachim. It's kedar rather just to bring one par with its nesachim. And v'loy yikrevu kulam b'loy nesachim. But do not bring a lot of kabonis if you can't afford to bring the nesachim with it. It's mutter to bring just one par with its mincha than rather bringing more Purim without its nesachim. And the Gemara will enough in the pasuk. His halacha. So now the Gemara asks the question, Hani Purim uKvosim Deicha. Like, what is the Mishnah talking about? Which Purim and which Kvosim do you bring that the Mishnah said are not Makir Zeh? See, if you want to tell me the Chag, the Kabonis that are brought on Chag HaSukis, those Kabonis, Fred Gemara Kemishpat, Kemishpatam Ksivu, says the word Kemishpatam, which Rashi says, which is Mashim Mikuva, that about all those Kabonis have to be brought. You can't bring one without the other. Over Yemarishan, yeah. Rashi Taisa says, Over Yemarishan, the word Ksiv Kemishpat, Ksiv Be Yu, it says the word Yu at least. So the kids of the Kabbalists you have to bring on Shavuos, or on Sukkis, Shita, those are Makiv Zerzer. So Elam, if you want it, Samara says, Elam the Rosh Chodesh, it must mean the Kabbalists that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, the Yatzeris, and the Kabbalists that are brought on Shavuos, the Chumashapikudim. That it talks about in the Chumash HaPekudim, that talks about in Bamidbar, which is by the parasha of Musafim. Gemara says, if so, let's see. Elim Deicha, which Elim, which rams are we talking about? Idahanu, if we're talking about the Elim that it says in Parasha HaPekudim in Bamidbar, Ayel, the Ayelu, it only says to bring one Ayel. By the Musafim of Shavuos, it says over there, Purim B'nei Boker Shnayim Ayel Echad. You only have to bring one ayil. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? That's the Elim. There's no two Elim in the Chumash HaPekudim. Idi Atzeres, if it means about the Kabbonis of Shavuos itself, of the Atzeres, the Teres Kanim, that talks about in Bayikro, is so over there Havaya Ksevhu. Over there it says the word Havaya, which is Mas Malikuva. So Taka in the Pasha, so Bayikro, when it says the Kabbonis that are brought with the Shtei HaLechem, there it says Lashon of Yiyu, which will be Mas Malikuva. And there it's like it says Shnei Elim. But Kofono, Mashmah, you have to have two. You can't have one without the other one. So what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Elim are not marked in Zuazu? All right, turn over.